I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. On a typical day in the U.S., domestic violence hotlines nationwide receive almost 21,000 calls. To talk about the impact of domestic violence on health and mental health of those in abusive relationships is Dr. Alyssa Reingold. She is a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and director of clinical operations at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Reingold, how common is domestic violence?
Well, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men have been victims of severe physical violence by an intimate partner at some point in their life. Unfortunately, South Carolina is currently 5th in the nation for domestic violence homicide.
Can you be more specific about what exactly is meant by domestic violence?
Sure. So domestic violence is defined as any type of physical violence, sexual violence, stalking, or psychological aggression by a current or a former partner or spouse.
And how does domestic violence typically impact a person's health or mental health?
Domestic violence has been linked to a wide variety of medical problems, including chronic pain, sleep problems, headaches, or other chronic medical conditions. It's also been associated with an increased risk for depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance use problems, and anxiety.
And what are the signs and symptoms that someone might be in an abusive relationship?
Abusive relationships can include the actual physical or sexual violence, but some relationships also include a host of other power and control dynamics in that relationship. So control over money, excessive jealousy, emotional abuse, coercion or threats or intimidations might be signs that that individual might be in a domestic violence relationship or that relationship might escalate to something more violent.
What about resources that you can suggest for people in South Carolina who do need help?
In South Carolina, there are a number of domestic violence shelters and communities, so I would encourage somebody, if they are in a relationship or if they know somebody in a relationship, to reach out to those local shelters to gather information about their resources. There's the South Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence that they can reach out to as well. And there's a national domestic violence hotline that provides advocates 24/7 to help provide guidance too.
Dr. Reingold, staying safe and staying alive are the ultimate goals in this scenario we're talking about. How can these resource organizations and contacts that you just mentioned help an individual person who is in a domestic violence situation?
So one stumbling block may be that a victim doesn't have anywhere to go, and these resources can really help that victim connect to a shelter in their community. And these folks that work for these organizations are really experts when it comes to domestic violence. They know the complexities that go into these relationships. They can help them develop more longer-term planning to help that victim. They can also provide support and help if that individual is also suffering from some mental health issues as a result of the victimization.
Dr. Reingold, thanks for providing this information about domestic violence.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.